From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, on Sunday, had a warning for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. She told CBS News that the U.S. would launch new missile strikes against Assad if he carries out another chemical weapons attack.
Assad had been using chemical weapons multiple times, but more so this was about the Security Council resolutions. We had, up until this point, had six different resolutions that would have dealt with investigative mechanisms for chemical weapons, and Russia had vetoed all of them. And so we felt like we had gone through every diplomatic measure of talking that we could, and it was time for action.
Haley also told CBS News that the U.S. on Monday would announce new sanctions on Russia. Two gunmen on a motorbike have shot dead two members of the minority Christian community in Pakistan and wounded at least five others. Police and witnesses said the victims were leaving a church in the city of Quetta after attending the Sunday service when they were shot. The Islamic State had claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistan says cross-border fire from Afghanistan Sunday killed two Pakistani paramilitary soldiers and wounded five others. Thousands of people gathered in major cities across India Sunday, demanding justice for two young victims of rape. Protesters gathered Sunday in New Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, and Kolkata, demanding speedier trials and harsher punishments for child rapists. It was the biggest display of public anger in the country since the 2012 gang rape of a student in the Indian capital sparked nationwide protests. This is VOA News. Arab leaders have gathered for the 29th annual Arab Summit in Saudi Arabia to talk about the catastrophic condition of many countries in the region. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas insisted East Jerusalem will always remain the capital of a Palestinian state, while blasting Israel for its actions with regard to the international community. He says the international community has issued hundreds of resolutions at the UN regarding the situation in Palestine, but claims Israel has ignored every one of them, acting like a state above the law. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
An American pastor imprisoned in Turkey since December 2016 will be tried Monday. He could be sentenced up to 35 years in prison. Andrew Brunson, who has lived in Turkey for 23 years, has been charged with supporting terrorists and spying. He was arrested more than a year ago. He's denied the allegations, and the U.S. government and President Trump himself have repeatedly asked Turkey to release him. Preliminary projections show six-time Prime Minister and one-time President Milo Djukanovic as the winner of Montenegro's presidential election with over 53% of the vote. The government of the Northern Territory in Australia says it has been approached by almost 50 Chinese companies who want to buy land to start donkey farms. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
In China, donkey skins are boiled down to make gelatin, which is then used in alternative Chinese medicines and cosmetics. Animal rights campaigners are pressuring the authorities not to allow the live export of donkeys to China, claiming that conditions in transit would be cruel and unacceptable. Activists also insist that donkeys' health suffers when they're kept in large herds. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Barbara Bush, the 92-year-old former First Lady, has decided to seek comfort care rather than further medical treatment. CNN reports her heart is failing. Heavy snow, ice storms, and record low temperatures have affected parts of the upper Midwest and New England. More than 61 centimeters of snow was on the ground Sunday in parts of Wisconsin, and ice storms knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people in the Detroit, Michigan area. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.